I do not feel as bad as I sound. Been working with it for a while. I do covet your prayer for the Lord to continue to touch me and touch my chest. I'm not used to an inhaler, so I have one now. But we're getting there, but it's so good to see you. Something new happened yesterday, and since the introduction of the new deacon, Paul, who's come on site, so many of you have come to me and said, are you leaving? Are you leaving? No. Deacon Doug and Sally's not going anywhere. And I appreciate you guys' concern, but I'm still here. But I got a new name yesterday. And I was in the sacristy preparing to come out, and a gentleman came in, and he says to me, good morning. I said, good morning. He said, you have a new name now. I said, I do. What is it? He said, you're now the other deacon. And I replied, you mean I'm not the deacon anymore? So we're delighted to have Deacon Paul with us, and I hope you have a chance to meet him and his wife, Ann. And we, Father and I, both feel we have been truly blessed that God has heard our prayers. And it's a long story, but Deacon Paul is now with us. So if you get a chance to meet him, make sure you introduce yourself to him. And we are blessed, Little Flower, to have him with us. Today is a special day, of course, being Father's Day. And recently I just became the grandfather of the 12th grandchild, just born a couple of weeks ago. And blessing to all the fathers, God bless you in being here and continue to rely on him to strengthen you and lead you in fatherhood. We have the baptism today, which is always a marvelous thing to be part of Mass, and that'll be coming along later. And then today is the feast day of Corpus Christi, also named the Feast of the Body and Blood of Christ. In comparison to so many of you here today, I am a young Catholic. I became Catholic in 2003, was thrown into the diaconate the following fall, and the Church has really been a blessing for us in this calendar that has put Corpus Christi in here right after last week and at the end of Easter. It takes this day and set it aside for us to again to take a moment and reflect about how blessed we are as believers that we have the Eucharist that we can come to and partake of every time we come to Mass. In the first reading today, Moses says to us, remember, do not forget in the writing. And he was writing to let them tell the Israelites, remember, don't forget. Remember what all God has done for you. And in the reading, you heard the various things, like the bread for manna and how they brought him out of Egypt. Today, that same thought is for us today about Corpus Christi. And part of it is that it's for us to remember and to help us to remember that God has given to each of us in the Eucharist not just a temporary memorial, but an everlasting one, that every time we come to celebrate that we are about to partake of his presence, of his body and blood, soul and divinity, and that the opportunity exists for us as we partake of his presence for us to be changed in this feast of Corpus Christi. So it is so important that we remember the incredible gift that we've been given. On a personal note, I am eternally grateful. I'll always be to a gentleman named Dave Waden. When I was going through RCIA, he was the one who shared about the Eucharist that night. And he did it in such a splendid fashion, and the Holy Spirit opened up my heart, and I listened. And it was so profound about what this means to me, I leaned over to my wife, Sally, and I said at the end, is it appropriate if I get on the table and dance a little bit? Because I was that excited, because it suddenly dawned on me, and my heart was open to how incredible a thing that we have, that we have the opportunity to take his presence within us, and his presence becomes intimate with our body. And what does that mean to me? It means that every time I partake, and as in readings in John 6, there is another opportunity for him to continue to work in my life, to continue to make me, to mold me more into what Jesus Christ is. And that's an incredible thing that we have as believers, especially in the Catholic Church. So what do we need to remember? By the way, this is not an exhausted list. It's just a little temporary one to think about. Every time we partake, we need to remember what God has done for each and every one of us in Christ. Kids, you even have something to thank God and remember as you take Euclid. Did you make it through another school year? If you did, thank God. Every time we partake, we need to remember what God, that we are entering into the reality that is something that is real and alive, of which the Lord speaks about to us. There is, in the sharing of the body and blood of Christ, we can reaffirm our desire and commitment in the sharing of His life and His resurrection. I so appreciate what Bishop Barron was sharing on the monitors earlier about how he was sharing about that as we partake, we eat and we consume and it becomes part of us, and the Greek words that he used. That was a great thing to hear this morning. When in remembering that it is His presence that we are partaking and bringing within us that which we can find the strength and courage to continue to walk with Him on a daily basis. I missed Mass last weekend due to being sick, and thou graciously brought home to me a host. And as she shared with me, we had a moment, and I took the host. I took it at that moment, and I looked at it, and I said, Lord, in your presence, in the midst of you, can you bring healing to me as I partake of you? Yes, there's healing in the Eucharist. And if you need healing today, claim it and believe it. In remembering, we are reminded of God's goodness to all of us in our lives. And lastly, in remembering, we can continue to treasure the Eucharist as a sign and seal of His life within each and every one of us.
I'd like to ask you.